Would turn your Bibles to the book of John chapter 16, and I want to begin reading in verse 7. John chapter 16 and beginning in verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All the things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Excuse me. Now, as I said, Eric gave me this last week. And if you can tell by the underline, the red underlining, that's not good news when I underline stuff like that, usually. In the Bible it is, but generally in books it's not. And Eric will be punished for giving me this. It's a two-page outline. And it looks like it's set up to be an outline for a class or a sermon. And to be honest, the title made me suspicious when I first read it. Because it says, the title is this, Faith to Overcome the World. Now I have a tendency to read it, and I had to look at it again, because what I see in my mind is faith that overcomes the world. And I like that title. Just the change of a preposition can make a difference in a whole bunch. Because when you read faith to overcome the world, it's acting like I'm doing something. It's acting like you're going to have to do something to overcome the world. But if you speak of faith that overcomes the world, that's not me. But anyhow, they deny that part too. The bad part is, this thing goes bad from the introduction, Walter. The first part's good. It gives you a text. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Then under the introduction A, you have two little things. Number one is, grace is God's part in the removal of sin. Guess what B is? Faith is man's part in sin's removal. And they get that from Ephesians 2, verse 8. There's two parts underneath. Faith is man's part. A is, God's gift is conditional. I read that anywhere. B is, we cannot receive salvation without proper faith. Depending upon your definition of proper faith, that's okay. since it is so important to have faith to receive salvation, we want to spend this lesson discussing it. It goes downhill from there. See, faith to overcome the world is telling us that it takes the work of a man to overcome the world. Faith that overcomes the world is telling us that the faith of Christ has overcome the world. A little word can make a lot of difference and can get you in a lot of trouble. Like I said, the first reference he gives is Ephesians 2 and 8. I don't see Ephesians 2 and 8 the way this fellow does. I don't. Because if you read it, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Now evidently he is equating that "and that not of yourselves" to the word grace and not to the word faith. That's the only explanation I can come up with. That's the way they're looking at it. Well, in English, generally the last word before the break in the sentence, through faith, the next section refers back to the last part spoken. Well, that's it, you know. And a lot of them still don't know English. But it's okay. Even if that's not true, and that not of yourselves, it either goes with faith or it goes with both of them. And it is both of them. Grace is not of yourselves and faith is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. But they have to start out with this false premise before they can go to the rest of the nonsense later on. Because you have to set that up, that faith is man's part, before you can go in here to tell you all the stuff that you've got to do. Because that's on page 2. To hear the word, we must overcome apathy and prejudice. To believe, we must overcome doubt. To repent, we must overcome self-will. To confess, we must overcome cowardice. To be baptized, we must overcome human wisdom. To live a Christian life, we must overcome discouragement. You got a lot to do. I don't have time for all that. I mean, no wonder some people become dedicated church members. You ain't got time for anything else. I don't know where you're supposed to rest in Christ's labors in that situation, in any of that, because it's not there. Like I said, I do agree with the need, the absolute necessity of proper faith. But I also say it is the gift of God. And that's why they miss the whole point. This is what we're talking about when we do mention from time to time people who preach free will. This is the theology that you end up with free will. You've got to do it. And the book tells you you can't do it. If you know yourself, if Christ has revealed himself to you, if he's given you life, if he's given you faith, you know you can't do it. I know I can't do it. The book is right. It's people that are wrong. He gives us proof of this assertion, the passage of Hebrews 11:6. Got it right here. We cannot receive salvation without proper faith. And then he puts Hebrews 11:6. Now he doesn't print it in there, so I'm going to read it. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's true. He that comes to God must believe that he is. That's true. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's true. What I want to know is who seeks him. The same guy wrote Hebrews, wrote Romans. Said there's none that seeketh after God. He's quoting the Old Testament. There's none good, no, not one. Something happened before Hebrews 11 and verse 6. If you're seeking God, something's happened. Because in Romans 3, he tells you you can't. Then in Romans 11, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith happens. The gift of faith happens. We are all gone out of the way as natural men. Now the next thing I noticed is that actually when he was wrote this little thing about Ephesians 2 and 8, he left out Ephesians 2, 9 and 10. Not of works. That is not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. Because I'm going to tell you something, if you can do all this on page 2 here, you got something to boast about. And you will boast. I know human nature well enough to know that. You will boast. Now, you'll try to be humble about it. You know, I just want to thank God that he allowed me to get through the week. Because I was tempted sore on every hand. I've heard testimonies like that in places. That's bragging. But it was God that got me through it. Hooey. I don't want to be in a place where they're congratulating each other on how holy they are because I know better. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained, that we should walk in them. See, Paul in Ephesians is putting it all God's work. And this guy's taking half of it away. That's what they want. Because that's what people want. Man would boast of what he has done. Paul had an answer for that too in Romans 3. Where's boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? By the law of works? No. By the law of faith. Faith is not what you do. Faith is not works. The law of faith is the same as the law of grace. It's not a works. If it's works, it's works. If it's grace, it's grace. Boasting is excluded by the law of faith. The law of faith is not works. Now, the law of faith results in works. There are things you do. There are things you avoid. There are things you don't do. That's all true. But that is not how we have faith to receive salvation. Because of what we do. We do what we do because we have received salvation and faith, and life, and love from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the result It's not the cause. These guys got the cart before the horse. They always do. The author of this document makes it that our faith is developed after hearing the evidence as it is presented in God's Word. And of course, he uses Romans 10:17 as a reference in that. So that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Walter, that's in every tract I've ever read. Almost every tract. The Romans Road. But Paul is writing that referencing, quoting Isaiah in the previous verse. It says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? That's Romans 10:16. Then three verses later, he refers to Isaiah again in verse 20. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. I fit right in there. That's exactly how I found Christ, Walter. I wasn't looking for him. And he was made manifest to me. When I wasn't looking for him, when I wasn't seeking him. And at the time, at first, I didn't want. I thought there was something wrong with me, Walter.
There was.
There was a lot wrong with me, but yeah. That's true. Christ is always found of those that didn't seek him. He makes himself manifest to those that didn't ask of him. Christ is only found in faith, in life from the Spirit. Christ is only made manifest by faith. His people hear with hearing ears. His people see with seeing eyes. And I know where they come from. This guy doesn't. The faith that saves is the faith that obeys. That's pretty true. As long as you keep it in that order. Sort of. And you realize that the obedience comes after faith that's come. But these passages show us that faith all by itself is not enough for salvation. We must have faith plus works. Boasting is excluded. It's not of works, it's of faith. Works of obedience. That's not what I'm reading in here. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Hearing is the gift of God. Hearing does not come by the preached word. It comes by the word of God. But it's not coming by the preached word. A little difference of opinion there with a lot of people. Hearing comes from God as a gift. Just like faith, just like life, just like every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Everyone. The preaching does not give the hearing ear. Christ's Spirit bears witness with our spirit that these things are true. What I just read. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. The Spirit glorifies Christ, not man, and not man's works. Ever. Ever. Yes, James did say, I'll show you my faith by my works. He ain't showing God his faith by his works. He's showing you. That's it. He's talking to you. He's not talking to God. I'll show God my faith by my works. That's what this guy wants you to do. And he's wrong. Dead wrong. James is showing it to us. This guy talks about obedience, and he says that we need to obey Christ's commandment. He did give us a commandment. I read it a week ago. Love one another. Love one another. Love the brethren. And these things I'll do that your fruit will be there and your fruit will remain. Fruit of the Spirit, what's the fruit? Love. Love one another. Don't sow divisiveness in the brethren. Now I'll tell you, a liar when I see a liar. I don't have a problem with that at all. Because I came to bring variance, to set apart people by the truth of Christ. Let's see what we got here. The Spirit of truth shall speak of whatsoever he shall hear, and those with ears to hear will hear. It's a gift. And it doesn't go without saying, those without ears to hear, they will not hear. They will not. They will not have it. Been there too. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Whose faith is it? God's. The faith of God. The faith from God. Oh, the answer to that is no. Their unbelief will not make the faith of God without a faith. It's the faith of God. Romans 4 and 16 put it this way. Therefore, it is of faith. That it might be. And if you want to, that's in italics. You can leave that out. It says, that by grace. Faith comes by grace. That means it's not by works. Not by works. To the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed. The faith this guy's talking about, it ain't sure for anybody. Because I'm tell you something, anything that has to do with my works, I've got no faith in. I've got no faith in my works. Because I know my works way too well. They're pitiful. But there's that little thing where it says, strong delusion. I'll send them strong delusion that they'll believe the lie. They'll believe their works. They will believe in their works. That they have done something for God. And that's when they come to ask him the question. He says, depart from me. I never knew you. Ye that work iniquity. It is of faith that by grace, not of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. It is of faith by grace to the end that the promise is sure. It's his promise, and it's his grace, and it's his faith, and it's his work. And he said it's finished. Galatians 2 and 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. It's the faith of Christ. We believe because of the faith of Christ. We don't have to develop the faith of Christ. Somehow I don't think I'm capable of developing the faith of Christ. I believed a lot of dumb things when I was a kid. Sure, I believed in Santa Claus. I believed in the Tooth Fairy. Found out later it was my mom. Both times. And my dad. That's not how I believe Christ. It's not the same thing. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. How believers live is by the faith of the Son of God. It is his faith given to his people by the Holy Spirit, who gives life when and where he pleases. We don't live by faith in Christ. We live by the faith of Christ. And because of the faith of Christ, we have faith in Christ. In that order. And anything else, you're preaching works. Just like he said, we must have faith plus works. At least he's not lying that way. He's telling the truth about his heresy. I just, to be honest, Walter, the gall of man still surprises me. To be honest, I mean, people call Ephesians 2 and 8 that Baptist verse. They call it that because Baptists quote it a lot. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. To have the gall to take that and then come up with works out of it. How perverse can it be? Just as perverse as man is. Just as depraved as man is. So he can take the truth of Scripture and wrest it to his own destruction. And very happily lead others down that trail. And would just as soon see every one of us done away with. And not allowed to talk. And not allowed to speak. Because we disagree with what they say. I don't mind them saying what they say in some ways, because it keeps some people out of here. There's some trouble I don't want. If you want to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to know about the faith of Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, this is a good place to be. I don't know a better place. I don't. And I like coming here and listening to Walter talk. I like to hear him preach the word. And I loved hearing Earl preach it, Walter, before he passed on. But Paul also wrote in 2 Thessalonians, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Yeah. He didn't stop there, though. Well, that's true. All men have not faith. It's not something you can work up in you. It's the gift of God.
Right.
But the Lord is faithful.
Yeah.
That's what the next verse says. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, Christ liveth in me. Right after that verse, Galatians 3 and 23, it says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith that which should afterwards be revealed. Faith had to come. Faith didn't get worked up in anybody. Faith had to come. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. You who are under the law, don't you hear it? It says you're guilty. You who would live by your works, all our righteousnesses are as what? Filthy rags in the sight of God? That's Old Testament Isaiah. It ain't any different today. No one's works please God except Christ. That's the only person here. This is my well-beloved son. Hear him. Whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. He said he's going to send us the Comforter. He did. He said he's not going to speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. And he does. He says he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And it's right here in black and white. All things. One of these days, I'm going to know all things. Or as much as I can handle. Put it that way. The faith of the Son of God is His gift to His people. No matter what anyone else says. Because of the faith of the Son of God, I believe Christ. And for no other reason. Because there is no other reason. That's proper faith. The faith of Jesus Christ. God's people, God's chosen, that He has converted, given life and converted, will hear. Because He has given them ears that hear, eyes that see, and a heart that understands. And the reason He gave them to us is because we needed them. We didn't have them. But He gave them. It's His gift. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time, this place. Most of all, thankful for Your Son, our Lord, who gives us life, gives us faith, and gives us obedience. Thank you, Lord. In His name we pray. Amen.